Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my sweet baby wears fishnet stockings. When she starts a-rockin', then there ain't no stopping. Think about Papa Duba, fishnet stockings. Shoo, Papa Duba, when she's rockin'. Bye, Papa Duba, there ain't no stopping. Rockin' with my baby in a fishnet stocking. Well, she's got a pair in pink, got a pair in red. When she puts the black ones on, she makes a leap ahead. Think about Papa Duba, fishnet stockings.
Never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We're part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come join our wild dove, Luyu in Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Join us early Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. for Keeping It Brief. And then come back Wednesday evening for The Art of Seduction. Thursday split between In Our Craft, A Spell and Art with Richard and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. And Saturday is split between Gray Eyes, Howling at the Moon and the Canadian Wilds, bringing you Bad Company, and Exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Dan. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Tuesdays, come take a walk on the wild side. Thursdays, join Jeremy as he brings you the Headliner's Ball. Friday, break on through with Pam. Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babla is to teach you the fine art of being part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday morning, join Robert N. as he brings you the solace of shadows. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems, hang for the fun. And if you've got the wherewithal, give us your voices with SoundCloud. We'd be happy to air those as well. Good evening, Jean.
Hello, Rex, and how are you tonight?
I'm just fine. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. And just so you know, I picked up Pam, so hello, Pam.
Who?
Hi, Jean. Pam. Hi, Rex.
Hi. Hey, Pam. What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, not a whole lot.
Okay, well,
at least we got two great cats in the room. Stray Cats. They consisted of Brian Setzer on guitar, Lee Rock on double bass, and drummer Slim Phantom. They came out of Massapequa, Long Island. They've known each other since they were between 10 and 12, grew up together. They formed a band in 1979, played gigs between CBGB's and Max's Kansas City in New York, and out on the island they played at McKay's in Amityville and Arthur's in Massapequa. In 1980, they bought four tickets to London, one for each one of the boys and the extra ticket for the bass. And they went to England and hit on the Teddy Boy crowd, a kind of remake of the 50s scene, with the bringing up to date with a little bit of rockabilly sound, the thoughts of Bill Haley and Comets, Carl Perkins, and Eddie Cochran and such, and adding a little bit of punk scene from the day, being 1980. And they hit it off real good, touring the scene in London. They even got somewhere around early 81, they got the likes of members of the Stones, the Who, and Zeppelin were checking out their shows, and they finally got someone to wanted to produce them. And they put out their first album in 81 and did pretty good with it. The second album, so-so, third album went up really good as well. They kind of split in 84, and they've split a number of times, but they're still touring to this day. So they've been in and out. They've done a bunch of live shows just to keep the thought of their music alive, and they're putting out a new album. I think it's their first in 26 years.
Nice. Very interesting. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, because well, I remember when they were new, you know, and hearing their work, but then all of a sudden they kind of fell off.
Well, they fell off the radar for a long time in my head.
Yeah, they.
At least you're doing.
1984, they broke up with this. You know, they got the best together again in 1986. Did that briefly, then again in the 90s and then 2000. They've done it a number of times, and they've always gotten back together. That's why they're doing the tour now. They're rolling a tour out, and it's fun again to have the three originals back as the Stray Cats, because that's what started the craze to begin with, the thoughts of that 50s genre style music with the punk attitude and the dandy type clothes from old England back in the day. So they were they were the punks from the rebel scene. Well, they were the rebels out of the punk scene, so to speak.
Something like that, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They were a whole new kind of thing back then. But
The music. The music. You can hear Bill Haley in the comments in there. You can hear thoughts to it, Jerry Lee Lewis, and a lot of other 50s greats. Plus a little bit of twang from the country scene. So
he said twang, twang. Yeah, well, I know what you're saying. I absolutely. No, I'm just kidding with you. It was, but they were really good back then. I remember. It was funny because I hadn't heard them in so long, and then when you said Stray Cats, I'm like, I remember them. I don't usually remember much. But very interesting. Well, I don't know. It looks like you have a decent board tonight, and from the list of songs and things that you've shared with me. To put up for tonight, it seems like you have a good variety of music to touch base on. You know, they can go one way or the other. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Totally awesome, I would say. Okay, we have a new caller. We have Thomas B. on the line. So hello,
hello.
Thomas. How are you? How goes it?
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Are you all having a nice evening so far?
Excellent.
Yep. so far. Very good.
I thought I dropped a little while. It's not longer. Hey, that's fine. Whatever you can dig into, we're happy to have you, Tom.
Oh,
okay. Absolutely. Always. Okay.
Well, then.
Well, right, if you're ready, I'll put up a piece for you.
All right.
Yes, that's what I got. Okay, the first piece I'm going to put up is called Plaything by Inner Sanctum. So whenever you're ready.
Plaything by Inner Sanctum. I know that you've cheated and you've lied, and I don't know the reason I'm still here. I know if I let my conscience be my guide, I'd find a far more honest atmosphere. You keep on asking me for one more chance, but I am weary of the same old song and all of the deceit in this romance. You've got one more chance for way too long. I'm not the same young girl that you seduced, and anyone with eyes can plainly see. Those other girls you give an ego boost, just like the one you used to get from me. So when you hear the slamming of the door, you'll know I'm not your plaything anymore. End poem. And then it took the prompt, I won't stand in your way. All right, Pam, tell us what you think.
Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. Yeah, I thought it was a wonderful rhyming poem. I like how the main message is the idea of a woman who's standing up for herself and saying that she's not giving any more chances. I think this works very well as a takeoff of the song. I particularly like, you keep on asking me for one more chance, but I am wary of the same old song and all of the deceit in this romance. You've gotten one more chance for way too long. And I really like how that speaks on the idea that, you know, he's been given more than one more chance. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Thomas, how about you?
Well, because you made really first line.
Excellent take on the chosen prompt. I thought it was great rhyming meter and wonderful. I thought it was a wonderful sonnet. You know, I really enjoyed the piece. You know, the closing couplet was pretty spot on. I mean, it really hit home. So when you hear the slamming of the door, you know I'm not your plaything anymore. I just really, it's like a stomp of the foot, you know, in that last two lines. So nicely done in our sanctum, and very much enjoyed the piece. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, absolutely. Inna took the song itself and ran it on her thoughts, because the song plays off the guy talking about the woman being a cheater and understanding and knowing what's going on. So this walks the very same angle, but played out with her, and I'm not the same young girl that you seduced, and anyone with eyes can plainly see those other girls give you an ego boost, just like the one you used to get from me. And that note to the back end of this, when you hear the slamming of the door, you'll know I'm not your plaything anymore. A nicely done finish, and you're right. This was, I didn't notice it at first because it ran so nicely off the tongue. It is a sonnet, so well played on that one,
yeah.
Too there, Inner. So I like that thought. Thank you very much. All right, Jeannie. Whoever should live.
Well, I don't know. I had a question, but I forgot what it was, so we're not going to worry about it just yet. Okay, I'm going to put the next one up, and I'm going to read this one. This is called What Can I Do by Teresa Streschenkopf. What can I do to make you believe? What can I do to make you see all the changes I have made to be the type of mom you need me to be? We always butt heads and never will forget all the sadness and tears that I'll always regret. I just want to make you proud to call me your mom again, and not just the woman that gave birth to you. To all the things you had to endure breaks my heart right to the core. But now I am stronger. All you can do is listen to for my roar, the roar of a mother so proud. End poem.
Great reading. Thank you very much. Pam? Mm-hmm. Begin, please.
Yes. I thought this was a wonderful write. It's emotive. It's I think anyone who's a parent or grandparent and has an estranged child can relate to it. I thought you did a wonderful read there, Jean. You can definitely feel the heart poured into the write, and I'm not 100% sure which song this is to, but I guess if I had to guess, it would be the same one that Inner Sanctum wrote to, only from a completely like different perspective. The idea of a mother whose heart has been broken and wants to be reconnected with her child, whether it was a child that was given up for adoption, or it's just that, you know, life circumstances kind of separated them. I really like, I just want to make you proud to call me your mom again and not just the woman that gave birth to you. And those lines there make me think that it has to do with a child that was given up for adoption and then is reconnecting with their birth mother. So excellent write on being a mother and the emotional ups and downs that it comes with, and very well done.
Wow, thank you, Pam. And Thomas, how about you?
Uh-oh, hang on. There we go. Hi, Thomas, welcome back.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Oh, that's perfect. Excellent.
I initially thought that it was mother was like a drug addict or an abandoning mom. But I suddenly came across the line, we always butt heads and never will forget all that tears I will always regret. It strikes me more like one of those things where the child had an exceptionally strong will and saw a path it wanted to follow, not where the mom necessarily wanted child to be going, and they went into it really, really hard, and she may have even rejected the child, but in sort of awakening to who the child really is, she has made her own changes so that they can go back for a loving relationship. Really very striking piece, because you don't often read things come to your end. Handled it very well.
Excellent. Thank you, Thomas. All right, Jean, you got to read it. What about you?
Oh, you know, again, I thought it was a nicely penned piece. I thought the emotions were well expressed throughout the poem. And there was a nice rhyme scheme throughout as well. I really enjoyed it. I thought that, you know, I mean, a lot of us mothers know how it is to bump those heads and how it is to have to try and, you know, kind of make amends almost. You know, not that it's just us that have to do it, but it's that sometimes it's a little tough, you know, re-open that bridge, you know. But you just keep on trying. Eventually, I think a lot of times it'll turn out, but I just thought it was well expressed. Nice job. And thank you so much, Teresa.
Well said, everybody. Like I said, Pam, I'm not sure about the song either, but I will go with the thought of a stray cat as the motif itself, the estrangement angle that she hits on with this. We always butt heads and never will forget all the sadness, tears, and I'll always regret. So that there was a separation that kind of hits on the notion of two women straying away from each other in the moment, which gives rise to whatever issues they had together. So there was a need of rethinking, reevaluating, and that's what she hits in the back end of this with, I'm not just the woman that gave birth to you. So all the things you had to endure, breaks my heart right to the core, but now I am stronger. All you can do is listen for my roar. There's a nice touch there with the roar, that note to the mother's roar of, hey, time to come home and let you know what is now as opposed to what passed before. Things can be made whole once more. So nicely done, Teresa. Thank you very much. All right, let's go back then to the
PM, we're going to put this next one up for you, and this is by Betty Page, and it's called Wildcat.
Okie dokie. And I can just read it, right? I don't have to sing it?
That's up to Rex. He's the boy. Tell her, Rex.
All right, I'm just going
to
read it. All right.
Go ahead,
this
put it
is...
together.
What's that?
Go ahead and ring it out.
Yeah. I don't know if I can keep the tune.
I said ring it out. I didn't say sing it out.
What?
I said ring it out. Don't sing it out.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and sing it, Rex, if you want.
No.
Is that what you're saying? I couldn't hear you.
No. I said go ahead. Go ahead and recite. Go ahead and ring it out loud.
Oh. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. There was background noise. So I was having trouble catching you. All right. Wild Pussycat by Betty Page. Jet black pussycat sitting on a fence. I ain't got enough cash to pay my tab. I'm so broke, but I don't care. I strut on by, shake my derriere. Sway cat strut, I'm a pussycat. I'm a feline tempting fine men. Hey, I want that. Get a light flicked at me from a nice, sweet girl. Get all my drinks paid by gentlemen. I'll go dancing fiercely wild. I won't bother chasing men around. I'll slide down the hallway. I'm swaying back and forth, meowing to pink starlight on a dark, moonlit night, singing my tunes while these naughty guys cry. Wild pussycat, you're a real bad bitch. Wish I could be as seductively wild, because I got high class and I got good style. I won't bother chasing men around. I'll slide down the hallway. I'm swaying back and forth, meowing to pink starlight on dark moonlit night, singing my tunes while these naughty guys cry. Wild pussycat, you're a real bad bitch. Wish I could be as seductively wild, because I got high class and I got good style. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And there's no mistaking what that song is on. Thank you, Betty. Thomas, why don't you lead us off, please?
Oh, this is so, so, so Betty Page. Well, you know, trisets of three little verses, but she picked up on Stray Cat Blues and just took it home, totally from a feminine side, but in a way that says, I'm good, I'm better than most of you, And if you're good, I might choose one of you. I love the lines. Like, I don't bother chasing men around. I'll slide down a hallway, swaying back and forth. But always that, because I got high class and I got good style. Just sharp. It's really a lot of fun. Put a real smile on my face by the time it was done.
Excellent. Thank you, Tom. Gene, how about you?
Almost did it. I thought this was a great take on the prompt. I had to laugh. You know, I was like, uh-oh, here she goes. You know, Betty definitely, you know, has a great way with her. Somewhat sensuous, right? I'll give her that. You know, some nights are very sensual. But I thought that this was a great take on the prompt and well done. I was reading along with Pam, and I was chuckling at all the different bits and pieces of it. I won't bother chasing men around. I'll slide down the hallway. I'm swaying back and forth, meowing the pink starlight on a dark moonlit night, singing my tunes while these naughty guys cry. Wow, pussycat, you're a real bad bitch. So, Betty. You know, I don't know. I enjoyed it. So, nice work, Betty, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Dean. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I thought this was a great parody. It was fun. I really enjoyed how she got into it and how it had a sassy attitude. I also noticed that part about sliding into the hallway because it reminded me of that scene in that Tom Cruise movie, like one of the first movies he was in, where he played like a pool shark or something like that. And you know, that famous dance scene where he's wearing nothing but his shorts and shirt and just go sliding, but I'm blanking out on the name.
Oh, what the hell was that? I just, damn.
Yeah, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a pretty famous scene. But, yeah, you know, I really liked this all the way through, you know, but I especially get all my drinks paid by gentlemen. And meowing to pink starlight on a dark moonlit night, singing my tunes while these naughty guys cry. Wild pussycat, you're a real bad bitch, because I got high class and I got good style. I got to say that this is a pretty spot-on parody, but the line that really, to me, nails it is that one which says, because I got high class and I got good style. So... very cool, right?
And it was all the right moves.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right. Yeah, Betty had way too much fun with it since she went deliberate with the song itself, taking his angle and rocking it up with her angle. I did like that fourth line, running in, I strut on by and shake my derriere. A nice note to actually what cats do. And that's over the sway cat strut, and I'm a pussy cat, taking off the note to I got cat strut and I got cat style. So she worked that in here. I do like meowing to a pink starlight on dark moonlight night, singing my tunes while these naughty guys cry. Boy, if you've ever heard a female cat singing out her tunes when it's time, oh my God, it lights up the bloody neighborhood. So. That's getting a little wild and struck the tunes on the fence real finely. Nicely done, Betty. This is cool. Hey, why don't we do Rock This Town?
There we go. Got it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Lucy's flavor in that. Thank you, Jean. All right. Where would you like to go next?
Okay, well, the next one I'm going to put up is by Dammit Dave, and it's called Sexy in 17. So, Thomas, would you be so kind as to read that for us? I'd appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Sexy and 17. She's sexy, but she's only 17. If she puts a damper on my fun, I'd like to get with her. You know what I mean. Still, she's 18. Yes, I'm 29. That teenage body really puts me on. Reacting. I'm a man. My lawyer told me when the line is drawn, I don't want to put it. But with any move, she boots me to the core, and every thought I have of her is of speed. She's too good.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Thomas. And Jean, why don't you kick it off?
Well, I thought it was nicely done. I'm not familiar with the prompt, sexy and 17. Can't say I am. But I think, you know, if it goes anywhere near this poem, I think that Dave did a great job. Nicely penned, as always, you know, his rhyme and meter, you know, spot on. Yeah, I mean, hold up there, buddy. Hold up. Count those days. Count those days. But really intriguing and nicely penned. Nice work.
Thank you, Jean. Mm-hmm. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, well, great rhyming poem. Great take off of the chosen prompt. I told him I thought it was an excellent write on having to put the brakes on and wait a year. You know, I have to say my favorite stanza was the second one. The teenage body really turns me on and I can't help reacting. I'm a male. My lawyer told me where the line is drawn and frankly, I don't want to go to jail. So excellent lines there and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Thomas, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, I had to laugh. I know the song, Sexy and 17, by Stray Cat. And he really sort of stops and goes, great song, great woman, great description. But, and part of me was laughing the whole time on the beat. He really strikes it home in that second already been read. I mean, what more can you say? You might find it if you want it, but they're blind. And well done. I just
absolutely. That second stanza did have a nice biting touch of humor to it with that sort of, I don't want to go to jail. And this is drawn well up on the song itself, but I gotta say that last stanza, the kicker for me is he actually threw in half his name as the finishing note. But damn it, she's only 17. So nicely done, Dave. Thank you very much. A little bit of fun and some tongue in cheek.
Absolutely. Okay, Rex, well, that brings me back to you, which I'm putting up Bright and Lights by Dan Ellison, if you would be so kind.
Ah, Bright and Lights by Dan Ellison. Rumble on Brighton Beach. I'm hip to it, daddy-o. I'll be heading that way in my souped-up GTO. I'm purring gasoline, 190 octane proof, priming my engine mean, and ready to wreck some youth. Rumble on the beach in Brighton. No reason other than fighting. We're young and bored and got nothing to do. So rumble on the beach in Brighton. I'll be the one in faded cut-off jeans, black tank top and tatted sleeve. Beware the one that looks like James Dean. He'll carve you up, you best believe. There's no rules here, only rights and lefts and jabs and turn out lights, kicking a gouge and a lot of blood. When teenage angst looks a lot like love, there'll be rumbles on the beach of Brighton. We'll be the one that's fighting. Rumble on the beach of Brighton, you better be quicker than lightning, because we're young and got no place to be. So rumble on the beach in Brighton. We'll take any attention that we can get. You ain't been to Brighton until you got hit with brass knuckles by some lancing kid. If you ain't been stomped, then you ain't lived. Nothing can stop us from fighting. Rumble on the beach in Brighton. And Paul. All right, Pam. What do you think?
Great read there, Rex. I really enjoyed this one. It had wonderful rhyme. You can tell, like he said, you know, in his AN, I love the Stray Cats back in the day. Guess I still do, because you can tell he had a lot of fun with this. You know, I thought of a couple different things. I thought of Grease or any movie that, you know, it takes place back in the 50s. You know, I like that he brought up the James Dean guy. I also thought, of course, of Fight Club. What happens at Fight Club stays in Fight Club. And, but, you know, to me, he captures the whole vibe of that time period and the music and the angst, as he says, of youth and the need to prove oneself. And this is awesome all the way through. But I do especially like his use of the language in that first stanza, rumble on Brighton Beach, I'm hip to it, daddy-o. I'll be heading that way in my souped-up GTO. Wonderful lines. And then also, I'll be the one in faded cut-off jeans, black tank top, and tatted sleeve. Beware the one that looks James Dean. He'll carve you up, you best believe. You know, it's like a watching a scene in a movie unfolding, and you can see all the guys fighting and the girls standing around watching, and all their souped-up cars and brass knuckles. I mean, it's just, I have to say, this is very cool. I enjoyed this one.
Wow, thank you very much, ma'am. And Jean, how about you?
Well, I thought it was an excellent take on the prom, and I loved the rhyme throughout, but I really enjoyed the intro stanza. I was sitting here copying it when Pam said I started to read it off, and I was like, oh, that's who they wanted. But it's okay. You know, it happens. We all do it. I do it. We all do it. But I thought the intro stanza was great. You know, rumble in Brighton Beach. I'm hip to it, Daddy-O. I'll be heading that way. My souped-up GTO. I'm pouring gasoline, 190 octane proof, priming my engine mean, and ready to wreck some youth. You know, it draws you into it. If you don't know what the song is, you know, you're listening, and you feel like you're watching a little bit of a scene out of a movie. You know, we're gonna have this rumble, and this is going down now. You know, so come on. And I just really thought the whole thing was very well done. Clever, right? Great job, Dan, and thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you, Gene. And Thomas, how about you?
Well, for the first thing I thought of was late 40s, early 50s. I had a professor in college who had actually first started off as a social worker, one of the people who joined the gangs in around New York as in an effort to keep them. And it really reminded me of some old that whole vibe back then. Where, you know, that Fonzie was a real take-off of, in a sense. Because I'm just to have some of that whole kind of fighting, just for the sake of fighting, come back, and how quickly the police stood on top of it to prevent it taking over. Because just getting in the fight for a day, like, ain't a bad idea. And walk around carefully about people. That's a little crazy. But he catches the whole really well. You know, we're young and bold too, so Rumble on the Beach. I just the rhyme and the rhythm's really good, but most of all, you just caught a whole lot of that. I'm cool because I'm tougher than you. Attitude, and he did it really, really well back in the day. DuckTales, Street Lightning, Tom Petty, and everything else like that.
You're absolutely right, Bob. And you're kind of cutting in and out again. I don't know if what's going on, but you're breaking up too a little bit here and there. Dan did hit on the nice touch of scenery for this. There's that note of Knox Street's West Side Story. You get that note to the from the Sharks and the I can't remember the other angle. Anyway, you get that note to the gang life, and you get that note. Hey, we're going for a rumble. There's a rumble. There's a rumble, and we're going to beat smash, so to speak. I did like that touch with the GTO up top. That stanza really sets it off. And again, that thought to having somebody who looks a little like James Dean be the real badass that you got to watch out for in that fourth stanza. And then the sort of because Brighton Beach is a part of Brooklyn. And there's also a Brighton Beach in England, too. So they could have played this on either side of the ocean over here and in England and would have gotten the same joy from both angles. So this works out well. But for this one, this is definitely an American-made fight. And all the angles of the hot summer nights and kids with nothing to do except pound each other for no other good reason except to, hey, we got to offload the team and they're taking it out on you. Nicely done, Dan. Yeah. Thank you very much. And speaking of that, I gave you Brighton, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You want me to play?
Why don't we? Yeah, please.
Sure. You got it. Give me 1 second. There it is.
was a well played tune, kind of that bass pulling up the double edged note of attention, while the guitar ran on with the phonetic angle of how it's playing. Yeah, it's nicely done. All right, Gene. They're coming.
Okay, well, the next piece I'm going to put up is called Coal for Cats by T. Perry. And I'm going to give that one a read. It's a really long one. It's called Coal for Cats. On the verge of catching fire, alley cats shall raise the stakes. Hungry hustlers seek desire, looking for a lucky break. Slinking round the dingy hovels, waiting for an easy meal. Stray cats stagger, moan, and grovel. Love is such a bitter pill. And boom.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, why don't you lead us out?
Absolutely. This was a fun brevity. Great rhyme and flow. I enjoyed the way that he played with words. I thought there was some great alliteration here, like hungry hustlers seek desire, looking for a lucky break. You know, I thought, you know, it was a really fun write on the whole idea of the stakes raised in the game of love. But as you were talking about earlier, all the noises that cats make when the females are in heat or when they're mating really comes across in stray cats stagger, moan, and grovel. Like you can just, you know, hear the noise and the moaning and the groveling, and you know, but then it also works well for the whole idea of those, you know, the how like love leads you down that path, or I should say more like lust leads down that path. But you know, excellent write and very well done.
Yeah, if you ain't heard a female cat eat, you ain't heard nothing, because it's wicked. And it lights up a whole neighborhood. Everyone from a mile around comes digging into that atmosphere. Tom,
well,
how about
well, that's
you?
Funny because, sorry.
What?
Oh, I was looking. I just was telling my kid the other day, we got in the conversation about, you know, I said, well, you know, I mentioned that about how cats make a lot of noise, especially female cats when they're in heat. And she was like, Mom, why are you listening to female cats in heat? And I'm like, you can't help but listen. They're there.
Hell, you can have the house closed up and the AC on, and it still comes through the wall.
Exactly.
Tom, how about you? What do you think?
Well, I just he really caught the whole flavor of the song and the attention of the thing. And on the side of my cat, we have one of those Russian recluse. And that cat would take the driveway and be this thing you ever saw wiggles roll around, do everything under the sun to attract some male cat. And half the time she decided it wasn't the right cat, she'd all of a sudden swat it. The male penis on a cat has barbs on it.
Yep.
It ain't getting there, maybe great. It's all kind of fun.
Oh, absolutely. It ain't all as I say, because there's a whole lot of screeching going on, too. And Gene, how about you?
Well, you know, I thought it was a nice brevity by T. Perry. You know, I said there was a lot of good imagery, and I thought it was just well done. You know, and it's really good to see his work again. I haven't seen T. Perry's work recently. It's been a little while. I have to be on the right show at the right time for the right moment, so... Excellent job, hon, and thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm.
It really is. T. Perry taking this to two levels, because you hit on that thought, cool for cats. But alley cats shall raise the stakes. You got a double meaning on that one, because alley cats are notoriously territorial, and they'll fight, and they'll scratch, and they'll claw, and they'll beat. And then the thought of hungry hustlers seek desire. Again, another double thought to a line, looking for a lucky break, slinking around dingy hovels, waiting for an easy meal. All that hits on the very notes of what alley cats do, as well as dipping into their the darker side when it comes to fulfilling those ingredients to moving into the next generation. The stray cat stag, a moan and grovel, love is such a bitter pill. Yeah, because when it comes to stray cats, most of them just run away, and she's left all alone with the kittens. So, nicely done, T. Thank you very much. All right, Dean.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Tom, I saw your note in the room, so I'm going to put your piece up next and let you do that, and then we'll do Pam's next. Okay, and here we go. 24 Hours of Blues by Thomas B. Whenever you're ready.
Yep. 24 Hours of Blues. He said I was crazy in a loving way. No to maybe. Thought about it. I like the feeling, so I will continue to gaze. It was a morning cloud. It was a morning kind of dream, they say. It was crazy and hazy. I liked it that way. While she could ask nothing by hot. I gambled a bit of luck of somebody whispered before. I shot the dove. Told me I was crazy and she might stay. I guess not all prayers are answered. God wasn't listening that day. I hung out for a moment in a wondrous light, but when I woke, it was headed to midnight. She told me she wasn't the steady kind. I chose not to believe it. I must have been out of my mind. She didn't lie. It's just goodbye. Talk about tomorrow. I won't see her again. Time keeps going, I guess. I don't get to win.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Tom. All right, Gene, why don't we leave with you, please?
You know. Well, Tom, I thought this was an excellent, right, a great take on the prompt. And, just nicely written. Lots of wonderful stanzas. I was kind of eyeballing it up trying to find one. Of course, that's when Rex always wants me to go first. But, she told me I was crazy and she might stay. I guess not all prayers are answered. God wasn't listening that day. I hung out for the moment in a wondrous light. But when I awoke, I was headed to midnight. She told me she wasn't the steady kind. I choose not to believe it. I must have been out of my mind. She didn't lie. It's just goodbye. Just nicely done. I like the rhyme in it, and I like the way you penned it. I thought it really pulled together nicely. It was a little different. It wasn't just cut and dry end rhyme. You switched it up a little bit. Just to make it different, and I think that was a great choice. It's a nice work, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Jean. And Sam, how about you?
I really like this one. The title fits really well. It does have that great bluesy feel to it. The wonderful lyrical quality. I like how you take us through the day and how, there's that waking up and gazing at each other, and it all feels so good and crazy and hazy, and you love each other's idiosyncrasies. But then you mentioned it hurt in the afternoon when I knew all my dreams were nothing by high noon. And I like that you mentioned high noon because it makes me think of that movie where they have to meet at high noon and have a shootout. So for me, it really gives the notion of going from that dreamy, hazy feel of just woke up next to someone and it is all good to you're verbally shooting each other down. I did like the part that Gene mentioned. And I like it when you get to the end where it's like, when I awoke, I was headed to midnight. She told me she wasn't the steady kind. I chose not to believe it. I must have been out of my mind. And, you see at that point that it's, the end of the relationship, it's the end of the day, And everything that was a wonderful dream in the beginning has become goodbye by the moonlight. So really great right here, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
24 hours.
Well, I like the thought that this is 24 hours blues too, Tom. Now, that opening stanza, she tells you right up front who and what she is, but you kind of brush it off or say, hey, I can change that mind. And then you get into the how the day rolls on, as everybody else said on there, that kind of that dreamy morning, hazy, crazy. You liked it that way. She didn't stay. Wild creatures are never good in the cage. And there is that note of you keep rolling on with that. It's like that you don't keep that bird in a cage because after a while it don't sing no more. And then you roll into the afternoon. I like that touch of high noon because that's always the time things get shot, so to speak. That thing, that thought with the shot the dove, or hits that note of doves being the thought to love in the moment. So, and then again, that note, she told you you were crazy, and she might say, guess all prayers are answered. God wasn't listening that day. I hung out for a moment in a wondrous light, and then that forever. But when you woke up right around midnight, all the truth comes blaring out. She's just not that kind. And, well, it's been all nice. Like she said, she didn't lie. It's just goodbye. And even though you sat there and told yourself, I can make the difference, I can make the difference, you should have listened to begin with. Because now the blues are just singing on the whole day through, which is a nice touch. I like this.
Well, I did think I wondered if people noticed that it was sort of Prince's When Doves Cry.
Okay. What? Thank you for bringing it on board, Tom. I appreciate it. Hey, Gene.
Yes.
Why don't we? I won't stand.
Okay, let's see. Find out. Okie doke. Okay, here we go.
Good night, Tom. Thank you.
Good night, Tom. Thanks again.
Good. Thanks, everybody. You guys take care.
You too.
I've got a low, down, dirty feeling that I'm being cheated on and lied to.
Yeah.
If it's so many thrones we've hung on for so long, why don't we have that magic anymore?
Anymore.
I won't stand in your way anymore.
That was so nice. That brings back the doo-wop days, and where you find a bunch of guys hanging out in the corner late night, pounding out a cappella tunes like this, just for the pure fun and enjoyment in the moment. Don't do that no more. But there was a time when you could find people doing this, and you always had that one guy in the background, that one deep voice like Bowser from the Sha Na Na, who always rang in those notes. Deep bass notes to round out the notes the other guys were singing. And funny thing is, this is just three guys.
Yeah. A lot of sound for three guys.
Yeah. All right, so where do we go now?
Well, let me see. Okay, Pam. And have you read yours next?
All right.
I have it here. So, okay, here we go. Whenever you're ready.
All right. This is Fishnets and Rockabilly Bonfires, and it goes like this. Slip into those fishnet stockings with a slow and sultry hand, going on the prowl for a rockabilly man. I wear those red high heels, the ones that drive them crazy, looking for a cat with energy, because my lover can't be lazy. He needs to be a hot rod man who can rock me through the night and doesn't mind that I'm a lioness that likes to scratch and bite. I see him across the room, a rockabilly wildcat, and I say, oh, hey, now there's a man that knows where good times are at. So I'm walking in my fishnets to catch that sexy man's attention. And I hope he knows as this night goes, I don't have any good intentions. I plan to catch him with my net, land him sinker, hook, and rod, per the kind of harmony that makes him feel like a god. So come with me, bass fiddle man, to whiskey and bonfires. Remove my stockings with your teeth, but then bring those nibbles higher. End poem.
Great read there. Since you're giggling there, Jean, you get first looks at this net and rockabilly bonfires.
How can you not giggle at this piece? Pam just brought out the devilish again. And I love when she does that because she just kind of says it like it is. She just lays it on the line. You know, and I love that. And I always chuckle when she gets that. You don't do it often anymore, Pam, and when you do, it's always a treat. You know, I love the take on it. I assume you used two prompts, right? Yes, you did. Both sitting in the title. Used our intro song and the Rockabilly. Is that the theme of the tune, Rockabilly Bonfire? No, Rockabilly Rules. There ain't no rules in this poem.
Rules are meant to be broken.
Yep. Just the rules to the wind. That's what that's about. But no, I think you did an excellent job. I love the rhyme. You know, I love the playfulness in the piece. I love the devilishness in the piece. Where is it? He needs to be a hot rod man who can rock me through the night and doesn't mind that I'm a lioness that likes to scratch and bite. I see him across the room, a rockabilly wildcat. And I say, oh, hey, now there's a man that knows where good times are at. I do. I just think that it was just really well done. Great story throughout, you know. Not that it's a story, but it's a story, you know. And,
yeah,
I loved it. So excellent job. Excellent job.
Thank you.
Well said, Jean. You're welcome. I gotta read something for you all. From Teresa, she just dropped a note. Oh my God, thank you so much. It was awesome listening to someone read one of my poems. It was truly an honor, brought tears to my eyes. So thank you, Teresa, for putting it in, and thank you for giving permission. So come back for some more. We'd love to see more from you. All right, damn, now for yours. You said two songs. I think you went more than two songs. The Vishnets and Rockabillys, yes, but you also got Stray Cats in here. You also got, what's that, Rock This Town. You've also got that thought with the speed, so I'm going with the Cadillac song down near the bottom. And you drifted most of the songs.
I didn't originally intend for this to be a right inspired by the Fishnet Stocking song, which is why that's the one I have in the AN. But it just kind of, sometimes what happens when I write to your prompts is that the other prompts tend to seep their way in.
Yes, it's called bleed through. It's like in the old days when, let me see, what was it? I can't remember which song it is off that, but when Zeppelin was recording back in the day, they only had, four or eight track recorders, and when they were processing from one tape to another tape, there was a bleed through on the songs, and you can actually hear Robert's voice calling in the background first the actual words of the song, and then him coming live on the front end saying the same words. So that was a nice bleed through mistake that worked back then, and they left it in the song because it hit the right notes. Anyway, that's what you're hitting here, bleed through. You read them all, and it's something sticks, and it keeps going. The Hot Rod Man, you hit right there. That's got to be for the Cadillac angle. And then you hit the Stray Cat angle, the scratch and bite. But you really hit something. I plan to catch him with my net, landing hooks, sinker, and rods. Per the kind of harmony that makes him feel like a god. Sinker, hook, and rod. Did you hear hook, sinker, and hook, line, and sinker?
I couldn't think of anything that worked that rhymed with sinker. So, yeah, the thought was hook, line, and sinker. But I thought if I went sinker, hook, and rod, you know, the rod could be an innuendo.
Of course it was. That was intentional. A double entendre mess. Double entendre mess to go with that thought in the last two lines. Remove my stockings with your teeth, then bring those nibbles higher. There's a little cat scratch fever in there.
Exactly. Thank you, Rex, and thank you for the inspiration.
You're welcome. And we're coming back to Eugene.
Eugene. Oh, Eugene. I know, that joke. I got to behave myself. Let me see now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 poems. So, I'm going to put this one up for you, Rex, by Pee Wee.
Sure.
Let me drop it on the board. And then I got to line up the other one a little bit.
All right, dude. This is Cole. Bloodshot Eyes by Pee Wee Tucson. Well, I love you, baby, and I must confess, you took off and left my heart a mess. Well, I know I'm wrong, and I should apologize. Just can't, baby, when I see those bloodshot eyes. Well, you're down at the bar at my favorite drinking spots. You're always acting so cold when I think I know you're hot. You look at my friend, and he looks right back at me. But in your eyes, there's something that he don't see. Well, I love you, baby, and I think I gotta say, broke me in two when you left me that day. Now, I know I was wrong, and I should apologize. Just can't, baby, when I see bloodshot eyes. Well, you're down at the bar at my favorite drinking hole. You're acting so hot when I know you're cold. You're hanging on my friend just so you know I see. How can you do this, baby? How can you do it to me? Well, I love you, baby, and I think you should know. When you took off, you had left me nowhere to go. But you were wrong, and you ain't got to apologize. Now I'm sitting here in the bar with these bloodshot eyes, sitting here on a stool with bloodshot eyes. End poem. And Billy took Heart's Desire as his song. All right, ma'am.
Yeah, this is great. I like how he really captures the whole idea of heartbreak. I thought adding in the bloodshot eyes was a great touch. I really like, well, you're down at the bar at my favorite drinking spot. You're always acting so cold when I think I know you're hot. You look at my friend and he looks right back at me, but in your eyes there's something that you don't see. You know, I get the impression that she'll cheat on him with pretty much anyone, including his best friend. This has a really great vibe to it as far as, you know, like as fitting with the chosen song prompt. And I also really like, well, I love you, baby, and I think you should know when you took off, you had left me nowhere to go, but you were wrong and you ain't going to apologize. And I like that part because it's that whole idea of when you realize you've gotten to the point where you realize you're not going to get the apology and they're never going to change and you just have to walk away, bloodshot eyes and all. So excellent, right?
Thank you, Dan. Dean, how about you?
You know, I really liked this piece. I thought it was wonderfully penned. I thought, again, the story was well told throughout. And I enjoyed the rhyme and meter. I thought it was clever. I liked the ending stanza. Well, I loved you, baby, and I think you should know. When you took off, you had left me nowhere to go. But you were wrong, and you ain't going to apologize. Now, I'm sitting here in the bar with these bloodshot eyes. Sitting here on a stool with bloodshot eyes. I know, Pam, you read those first three lines. But I think that it was just a great stanza. And the way he tied it up with those last two lines was excellent. I think it really, you know, drove the point home that, you know, he wasn't happy about what had happened. And, you know, he was drowning his sorrows. And I think... And he did it in a great fashion. You know, I mean, I think it was just really nicely put together, pulled together, and expressed. So, nice work, Peter. Thanks for sharing.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. The Bloodshot Eyes is the next touch that Pam title, as well as the ending lines that kind of matched in well. But there was there's two thoughts for those Bloodshot Eyes, because he offers up, well, I know I was wrong and I should apologize. Just can't see baby when I see those bloodshot eyes. And then right now, as you pointed out, Jane, the back end of this is, but you were wrong and you ain't going to apologize. Now I'm sitting here in the bar with these bloodshot eyes, sitting on a stool with bloodshot eyes. It's not just the one, it's the both. There's an admittance of wrong to start with up in that first stanza, but everything from then on is kind of like an evolving scene of where even though she holds a part in it, she's rolling out the other angle of things that is meant to put him on the hot seat, so to speak. See the jealousness roll out, hitting on his friends. There's that sort of you're hanging on my friend just so you know I see. How can you do this, baby? How can you do it for me? And then I thought, well, I loved you, baby. I think you should know. When you took off, you had left me nowhere to go. But you were wrong, and you ain't going to apologize. Now, sitting here in the bar with these bloodshot eyes, it's got a nice bluesy tone to it, and it hits on both ends.
Yeah.
And the bloodshot eyes are on both ends, so to speak, except maybe she's drowning her tears in someone else's arms. Thank you very much, Phoebe. Mm-hmm. All right.
Absolutely. Okay, I'll put the next one up by Rose Winter 515, and I'm going to give this one a read. This is my response in song to Stray Cat's song, Rockabilly Rules. Hip-hop rockabye baby, hip-hop rockabye blues, hip-hop rockabye cats, hip-hop rockabye cradle. Hip-hop, rocked by you. Hip-hop, tick-tock, too. Hip-hop, tick-tock, true. Hip-hop, tick-tock, beat. Hippity-hoppity-boppity. Hippity-hoppity-poppity. I love you. I love you truly. Will you be mine? Please love me, dear. And
great reading, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, ma'am. What you got for us, the road?
Well, I just think this is hippity boppity hoppity Now, I really enjoyed it. I was smiling. I was listening to you read it, Jean, and you did a great job. And I really like how you can tell that Rose Winter had fun with this and with playing with the sound. You know, like the great rhythm to this. I did really like where she says hip hop, tick tock true, hip hop, tick tock bee, hippity hoppity boppity, hippity hoppity poppity. You know, it's just fun wordplay. It really fits well with the vibe of the song, and it feels like you've been drawn into a sock hop with like socks, ankle socks, and poodle skirts, and just great fun.
Well, thanks, Dan. All right, Dean, what do you think?
You know, I thought it was a clever brevity. You know, it had playful. It was playfully tense, and it was a bit of a tongue twister because I kept waiting to trip over it. And it wasn't like a really complicated tongue twister, but my mouth just didn't want to go in the same direction. I was like, oh God! I thought that added to the little bit of fun that was going on. I thought it was a great closing stanza because that's really the meat and the potatoes of it all right there. I love you truly. Will you be mine? Please love me, boo. The rest of it just kind of leads up to it and gives you that bouncy feeling, and then all of a sudden it comes into the reality of what's being said. So I like that very much. So nice job, Rose Winter 515.
Absolutely. She hits on that, Rockabye Baby in the Cradle. Works that in.
Yeah,
she also hits on the sort of hip-hop rock, and she also throws in with the hippity-hoppity-boppity, hippity-hoppity-poppity. There's that note, a little doo-wop thrown in as well, the little mix of tongue and language to play off the roll. And the back end, that last line, she hits us up with Love Me Do, a Beatles tune from way back in the day. So that works itself nicely to the same as it is. So, excellent. Thank you, Rose. Speaking of this, how about we do a little rock up here?
That was what I was just going to ask you, if you wanted to do that one. So here we go.
Well, the captain and I dedicate this song called The Feeling's About.
Nice. Excellent. All right. What are we going to do next?
Well, let me just see now. Pam, I have one for you. This is by Jack Blue. It's called A Cat's Fantasia 6.
All right. A Cat's Fantasia 6 by Jack Blue. Don't rock the wonderland when a castle on the sand almost tumbles helplessly like a gambler's glee. Fantasies don't disappear under Pixie's chandelier. Don't rock tomorrow's town when a cool uncanny clown toddles on the rope of love with arrows from above. Fantasies don't disappear in the castle of King Lear. Don't rock the tapestry when a monster doesn't flee from the ocean view of mind and someone drifts behind. Fantasies don't disappear all around the silly spear. End poem.
Great that you can. Thank you very, very much. All right, Gene, what's your guy?
I just say, you know, I like this right by Jack Blue. I found it to be a great piece. You know, I liked his Shakespeare references. You know, and he does that throughout different pieces of it, and I always find it intriguing. Don't rock tomorrow's town when a cool, uncanny clown toddles on the rope of love with arrows from above. Fantasies don't disappear in the castle of King Lear. You know, I was like, okay. But, you know, he's got the pixie chandelier in the first stanza that draws you to that. And then he's got the mention of King Lear in the second stanza, which kind of, you know, takes you down a little bit of a different direction. It sends your mind into a little bit of something different. It's not, you know, all in this fairy enchanted forest and whatever. And then he goes into the tapestry, when a monster doesn't flee. I don't know. I just think it is clever in that. And I like the way he writes a lot of times because he does take you in different directions and makes you think about things in a different way. And I enjoy that. So I want to thank you, Luke, for sharing with us tonight. A wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Yeah, this was a fun one to read. I, too, like his Shakespeare references, like King Lear. I thought this was a great response poem, you know, to the song, you know, We're Gonna Rock This Town. I really like how he starts out with, don't rock the wonderland when a castle on the sand almost tumbles helplessly like a gambler's glee. To me, it was like the whole idea of you got to know when to rock things and you got to know when to keep the boat steady. You know, I really liked this all the way through, but I did like that ending with, you know, don't rock the tapestry when a monster doesn't flee from the ocean view of mind. I thought that was a great way of just kind of saying, you know, like the, you know, that you can't get, you know, rid of the monsters by shaking yourself up, you know. So just really clever and fun, great imagery, great rhyme. I also liked the line, when a cool uncanny clown toddles on the rope of love. I thought besides the song, Rock This Town, when the offer up of a rope of love, it felt like kind of like one of the other songs as well. So excellent write and very well done.
Wow, thank you, Pam. Yeah, I like to call it the Cat's Fantasia because it's definitely going to work well with the stray cat angle. But Rock This Town was a great thought with it. And hitting each stanza with a little bit different, don't rock the wonderland, don't rock tomorrow's town, don't rock the tapestry. Don't rock the wonderland. There's that note that a castle on the sand almost tumbles helplessly like a gambler's glee. Fantasies don't disappear under pixie's chandelier. There's that don't knock the rock the notion of, or don't knock the notion of there can be joy and wonder if you open your eyes to what's possible. That second stanza had me thinking of don't rock tomorrow's town when a cool uncanny clown toddles on the rope of love. Hey, don't look towards tomorrow when you've got something sitting right in front of you, the arrow from above, referencing a Cupid, so to speak. And then again, the fantasy tells us there in the castle of King Lear. Like what's that? The castle's in the air, so to speak, that thought. Don't look for that which is outside your reach, or hope to have something which is outside your reach in a moment when there's something sitting right in front of you. And the monster that doesn't play kind of has me thinking of the baggage people carry with them. So I like this. Nicely done, Jack. All right, Gene. We're coming to you.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to put a song on. I'm going to put up Straight Cat, Straight Cat Strut. Let me move my eyeballs. There we go. Brings me to one for you to read, Rex. But you knew that already. So this is On Bared to the Bone by Lawrence 67.
All right. On Bared to the Bone by Lawrence 67. The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat in Bared to the Bone. I'm Nigel the Fat Cat, and I ain't no rat. Don't you know that? I'm bad to the bone, I walk alone. strutting my stuff. If that's not enough, I got 3 wives and 10 lives. Here, kitty, kitty. Oh, what a pity. She can't remember my name. That old girl got done gone insane. Hey, look at that old dame. Let the door crack. Time to escape and run the streets. In a single bound, I am free. Thank God Almighty, I'm free. Walking real slow across the road. Why? I'll die. Look at that. That's another cat. What's wrong with him? Doesn't he see me standing here with no fear? He's coming faster. Oh, dear. Turn around. Feet don't touch the ground. Back inside my kingdom. Looking out the window at that dumb cat. Don't he know that? I'm Nigel, the fat cat, and I ain't no rat. And pump. All right, Pam.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this one was great. I have to say, you know, I always enjoy his humor and his little plays, but I think this is actually one of my favorites. I love the attitude in it. I thought it was a great take on The Chosen Prom. You did an awesome read of that, Rex, because the attitude I saw in the poem, you really brought it out. You know, and this was just fun to listen to and fun to read, but I particularly like, here, kitty, kitty, oh, what a pity, she can't remember my name, that old girl done gone insane. That part cracked me up, so, you know, just the whole, like I said, the attitude, I'm Nigel the fat cat, and I ain't no rat. Awesome lines, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this piece was fun and creative. You know, by the title, it threw me off. It really did. So I'm like, But, you know, when I heard you read it, it was totally Stray Cat. I'm not even sure we got the title now. I thought it really fit in. So nice work on that, Lawrence. You know, I thought it was a great take on that prompt, and it was really an enjoyable piece. It was fun, and it was intriguing to see where the story was going to go. So, you know, when you turn around and ran back home, I went, okay, smart thinking. But, yeah, so it was a great piece, and thanks for sharing, Mark.
It's kind of fitting that he went with Nigel, and just Nigel for this, and went with the stray cat strut as the motif, because, he tried being that stray cat and figured out, oh, shit, this ain't no place for me. Beats feet back to the house and look out that window. That's when you know you've got a house cat that actually knows where he belongs as opposed to being on the street with people. What the hell is that? That's a little on the wild side. I might be good at what I'm doing, but that thing's going to eat me up. And he played off that angle with his owner as being the old insane lady who's got 10 cats and doesn't know the difference whether one's in the wild or not. But, hey, if they're sneaky, if one's an inside cat, he sees a crack, he'll head out that door until he realizes, oh, no, I don't like it out here. And all of a sudden, they're back in the house and looking poison, ain't going back out no more. So he actually played up the angle of that house cat well. Just out for a quick look and I ain't liking this.
Okay.
Well done, Lawrence. Thank you very much. That was good. All right. I did.
Yeah.
I dropped another one on the boards from Pee Wee. I asked him while we were into the music.
Yeah.
So I figured we have time.
Oh.
And I put an if needed one on the board. You know, and just in case. Oh, I put an if needed one on the board just in case.
Cool.
Okay. Well, Rex, I'm going to put Pee Wee's up for you to read.
Ow. Right there.
That's where it is. Did we miss any of the songs? We did miss one, so just keep that in mind, too.
Something.
And here we go. I'm sorry?
I think it was called Something.
Pee Wee's piece is on the board, but we have a song, Look at That Cadillac, we didn't play yet. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was just going like, okay, thanks.
Yeah. This one's called The Crackhead's Lament by P.B. Cousin. Saw you on the freeway. Must have been coming to New Orleans. You had a bag around your shoulder. It was bursting at the seams. I just kept on thinking, rolling, yeah, a little farther down the road. Something in my heart was sinking, and my brain was about to blow. You left me on Palm Sunday. You just left and didn't come back. They tell me you found Jesus. I found those rocks in the back. My wheels, they keep on turning. Where I stop is anyone's guess. Wish at times I could stop them. I would have given you all the best. That's where my mind, it always wanders, left or right, to and fro. And I can't help but wonder, where in the hell did my money go? But you left me on Palm Sunday, left me in that old run-down shack. I was just blue and alone, hey, and it got me to smoking crack. But baby, please don't worry. No, honey, won't you move along? Everyone knows I got the crazy, and God gave you all the strong. Thought one time I might find, yeah, someplace further up the road, but I just can't get anywhere. Where in the hell did my money go? Yeah, you left me on Palm Sunday, tied up to the railroad track. I was looking for a way to escape. All I found were rocks and crack. I'll remember all my life, dear, that old rainy Sunday's laugh. It took everything I had here, except dreams of you coming back. Yeah, I saw you on the freeway, heading out to San Joaquin, and that bag around your shoulder, filled with my hopes and dreams. Yeah, I saw you on that freeway, but you were headed into town with no bag around your shoulder. Guess my dreams got put down. And poem. All right, Pam. What do you think?
Awesome read there, Rex. What a great write by Pee-wee. I have to say that this one actually fits really well with the theme. I like how this is, you know, gives the whole idea of kind of like it has that bluesy feel. It gives the idea of a traveling man. There's a little bit of like country heartbreak in this. You left me on Palm Sunday. You just left and didn't come back. They tell me you found Jesus. I found these rocks in a sack. My wheels, they keep on turning. Where I stop is anyone's guess. Wish all times I could stop them. I would have given you all the best. You know, I really get the whole idea of a guy who's like a truck driver and thought he had found someone who understood and got his lifestyle, but, you know, ended up getting betrayed. I really enjoyed and appreciated this one. Another part I really liked was the one time I might find, yeah, some place further up the road, but I just can't get there. Where in the hell did my mommy go? Like the idea that she didn't just run off. She ran off with his money. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Jean, how about you?
You know, I really like this piece all the way through. All the different variations, you know, always saw rocks of crack. You know, when he was on the rainbow. Oh, my God, must be a long day. On the railroad tracks. Interesting thoughts all the way through, but I think the last five lines really, like, packed the punch. I saw you on the freeway headed out to San Joaquin, and that bag around your shoulders filled with my hopes and dreams. You know, she took off, and she took his hopes and dreams with him, or with her, you know, which was a letdown there. But then it's, I saw you on that freeway, but you were headed into town with no bag around your shoulders. Guess my dreams got put down. You know, meaning that, you know, she stole them away from him by leaving, but they weren't important enough for her to keep with her. So I don't know. I just thought they were really, I think they really just packed a punch, and I thought it was very well crafted and put together. So nice work, Pee-wee, and thank you very much for sharing this one.
Thank you very much, Jane. That's all with the bag around your shoulder. It starts out, it was a bird, it's bursting at the seams, and then it keeps, they tell me you found Jesus, I found those rocks in a sack. I think there's a double play in here on that. And then again, it goes into, what was it, uh, and then it's on the All That Family Rock and Crack. I remember and I saw you on the freeway headed out to San Joaquin, and that background just sold, just filled with My Hopes and Dreams. I saw you on the freeway, but you were headed into town with no bag around your shoulder. Get My Dreams got put down. It's kind of a note to almost a sell-off of someone's, not just thoughts and dreams, but the taking of belongings, the taking of intellectual propriety. Something, there's a little bit more deeper going on in there. The thought of her taking and the thought of her finding God, so to speak, and he had all the crazy. There's an angle of being taken advantage of, and that thought of Palm Sunday has me thinking a little bit differently. You just left and didn't come back. They tell me you found Jesus. I found these rocks in a sack. Now, the rocks in a sack could be that bag you have on your shoulder, the thought of real rocks, not just crack rocks, so to speak. So I think he got left with a heavy load in this, and the heavy load is weighing him down because she took everything that meant something to him as far as what the future might hold. So, nicely done, Pee Wee, and thank you very much for the extra donation. I appreciate it. All right. Well, we got that one song.
We have that one song, and we have another poem, so we can do that if you would like. Let me put up Look at That Cadillac.
you.
Okay, okay. Ms. Pam, can you read this next one for me? It's by this poetess named Pam Ray.
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was. She's a troublemaker.
She's a live wire, I'll tell you. Good luck.
All right. Just so you know, this is a song parody, which I am going to sing. It is weird because it's actually written for a Frank Zappa contest, well, a show, but it's a song parody, so I figured to sit with this one, and I'll come up with a new poem for After Midnight Rex. And I figure this way you don't have to listen to my singing by yourself. You know.
You want
to
save it?
What's that?
You want to save it?
No, I can sing it now. I mean, I can.
Well, you did write it for that. And
what?
You did write it for that, and hell, I can pop something up.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I just figured, you know, this way I could, you know, here too. But you know what? You go ahead and, no, you pop something up, and I'll save this for after midnight.
Okay, okay, cool. All right, I got a lot here. Okay. All right. Well, it's bluesy, so it kind of figures it. Figures in there a bit. We got the Trigger Finger Blues. Whoa, easy mama, is that thing loaded? I saw that double barrel, and wicked was that grin, in tightness spun apparel that left me drinking in. You know you want to pump it, pump in another round, go ahead and pump it, we're going down. 'Cause I'm reeling in your flow. Yeah, mama, that's right. Swing it. Her figure was aged bourbon, and that Irish whiskey hair smelled just like persimmon pinned to a long-legged stare. She said she had that cutter, while I carried a colt, that buckshot and butter billeting my lightning bolt. You know you wanna pump it. Pump in another round. Go ahead and pump it. We're going down. 'Cause I'm reeling. I'm rolling in your flow. There was a bang, and then came a boom. That echo was resounding throughout the room. So we locked and loaded and gave it another try. Dropping those hammers and letting them bullets fly. 'Cause you know we was claw-footed. Vibrating in that moment's draw, those aerosols leaving us footed and screaming out for more. We got the Trigger Finger Blues, itching to get it on. We got the Trigger Finger Blues, twitching in our new day fun. You know you want to pump it, pump in another round. Go ahead and pump it, we're going down, 'cause I'm reeling. I'm rolling in your flow. We got the Trigger Finger Blues, itching to get it on. We got the Trigger Finger Blues, twitching in our new day fun. And that'll be it. Did I kill everybody?
You did. Oh, my goodness. We all passed out.
I was on mute, of course.
Great singing there, Rex. That was awesome.
Go ahead, Pam.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, totally, like, awesome there. I love the bluesy feel. You really just nailed this. I love the wordplay. You know you want to pump it, pump in another round. Go ahead and pump it. We're going down because I'm reeling. I'm reeling in your flow. Yeah, mama, that's right. Swing it. I have to say this is much better listening to you than having me read or sing a parody of Home, Home on the Range, which, by the way, you are now going to have to listen to all by yourself tomorrow night. So... You may actually regret your choice. But no, this was a great song all the way through. I very much enjoyed it. Another part I really liked was, you know, the there was a bang and then came a boom that echo was resounding throughout the room, so we locked and loaded and gave it another try, dropping those hammers and letting them bullets fly. You know, it has that whole vibe of all is fair in love and war. You know, excellent right there, Rex. Very much enjoyed it.
Thank you, Pam.
Yeah, when I was listening to this, Rex, I'm like, God, this sounds familiar. What? I reckon I don't understand this. Because I've heard
seven
them before, idiot. I get myself laughing. And I'm like, well, hello there, Gene. But, yeah, and I'm like, okay. And then I saw there was a sound. I'm like, why didn't he give me the sound? I'm like, because we're in the middle of the show, Gene. I'm just like, wow. I'm telling you, it's been a really long weekend. But, yeah, you know, excellent piece. And, you know, I had a laugh. I really did. I really said that in my head. Why didn't he give me that sound? Uh-huh. Okay. But, yeah, I thought it was great. I loved the tale told throughout the whole piece. And it wasn't like you just started at the beginning and worked your way through. You know, you kind of you're kind of beating around the bush, to say it that way. And nice work.
Thank you. Well, now that we're at the back end of things, I should say thank you, Gene and Pam and Thomas, for coming on board. This was a lot of fun tonight. Thank you, Pee-wee and Teresa, for listening mm-hmm. in. We appreciate it. And for the extra donation there, Pee-wee, thank you very much. This was a fun evening with the cats. What a blast. Again, next week we're doing Muddy Waters. Everybody likes some Muddy Waters, so I'm not dropping any tunes on the board. The choice is all yours to have fun with. Whatever Muddy Waters tune that you like and enjoy, bring it on board and dash out some voice to it, please.
Nice. Nice. But it was a great show, Rex. It really was. You know, we had plenty of music, plenty of poems, lots of fun, some really great pieces, really enjoyable. And so it was a great topic and a great way to handle it. Now, tomorrow we have Garden of Enlightenment, Lou Wild Dove, followed by After Midnight with Rex and Pam. Tuesday we have Christmas Tuesday. Who has Tuesday, Pam? You?
Yep.
Okay, what are we doing?
I have a contest running with the art of Isabel Menon.
Nice. Very nice. So anyone who's interested, take a peek at the contest. We got them all over the place. And then on Wednesday at 1 p.m., we have Keeping It Brief with the girls. And I'm not sure what their topic is. Or maybe they have open poetry. I'm not real sure. You have to check on Brevity Writers. Check with those guys and see what they have up. Followed by The Art of Seduction with, I think, Gray Eyes? I think it's Gray Eyes Smith this week. I know Lou, I believe Lou is running that contest for Gray on Wednesday. And then we have Headliner's Ball with Jeremy. And do you know who he has this week, Pam?
Betty Page and Robert M.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice. What a neat week that is. All right. Awesome. And then we'll leave Thursday. Thursday we have Richard Weissman and In Our Craft and So on Art, followed by Pam with Break On Through. And then back to me on Friday with, you know, Filmer Has With Poetry, and followed by Parts and a Quarantine. So I hope you all check out some of the contests, some of the shows. Don't be bashful. Call in. Say hello. Everybody be happy to hear from you. If not, just hang out and listen. Yeah, it works for us, too. But share your poetry. Share your poetry. We love that. And, okay, well, that's it from me. I'm going to shut my big mouth now. Great show, Rex.
Yes.
Nice hanging with you.
Had a lot of fun. Wonderful evening. Thank you, everybody.
Absolutely.
See you
again
next week.
Night.
Good night, all.
Nice. Good night, huh? Good night, Pam.
Good night.